This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So these pictures are right out of a movie. There is a truck, a semi, that is now hanging off a bridge in Indiana. Driver hanging on perilously for life. And the crash occurred just a little bit ago on the Clark Memorial Bridge. First responders are on the scene. Not exactly sure how the truck crashed, how many people are injured, but you see a first responder that is now, they've taken a crane where they can be hanging off the side to try to grab the driver that is right now hanging over the bridge in his truck. This is some scary, scary stuff. We've seen this type of scene. It's a Cisco truck. We've seen this type of scene in movies, and I don't have any immediate updates on what's happening right now, but we do know the traffic has stopped. The truck continues to hang off the bridge. Everybody's holding their breath and praying like crazy. And this occurred on a bridge between southern Indiana and Louisville, Kentucky. So it's a food and kitchen appliance retailer, Cisco's truck. And so we are praying that they are going to be able to get that driver off. We'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I live in Southern Nevada, and we have, with CCSD, I think it's the fifth largest school district in the nation. And it is a, we got New York, we got California, like LA Unified School District, we got, you know, other school districts that are bigger, but still, for Las Vegas or Southern Nevada had to have the fifth largest. It's pretty impressive. But there's been a lot of news lately with things happening within Clark County School District. And one such headline is where pro-life students have been able to reach a settlement alleging discrimination and censorship when they were not allowed to promote flyers, you know, to help women who were pregnant. It is a pro-life group, the Students for Life at East Career and Technical Academy. They sued the high school and the district back in 2022 after reportedly being denied the ability to distribute flyers on campus. Action sparked after the club promoted flyers with information for a pregnancy resource center. The flyers also advocated their message for life and opposing abortion. And according to the settlement, school administrators allegedly stifled the group's protected speech by refusing to allow them to distribute the flyers, rejecting their request to post images in the East Tech Times student newsletter, and rejecting a meeting announcement that included pictures of students declaring, "I am the pro-life generation." This is being reported by KSNV News 3. So the district will pay them $36,000, according to the settlement. And according to Thomas Moore Society, Executive Vice President and Managing Counsel, said, "We are pleased that the negotiations for the settlement have resulted in revisions to school's handbook and a memorandum to district administrators reminding them that students are not exempt from the First Amendment." So this has been brought up a lot, how schools approach pro-life versus pro-choice messaging. And, you know, academia, and I've been in academia for most of my life, it is supposed to be about individuals expressing non-hate speech, non-racism, homophobia, none of that, but, you know, expressing things they feel strongly for. if you want to save the animals, if you want to save the trees, if you want to save fetal lives, you know, if you want to save, you know, you, when things take a turn is when you turn around and accuse somebody of a crime that's not, now that's libel, or if you start to bring on hate speech. So if a club, you know, says, look, the fetus is alive, we want to protect these babies, if you, you know, we believe life is at conception, here are pregnancy resources for those of you that want options. That should be okay. If somebody says, you guys are all baby killers, no. That I don't, I think that's being, you know, discriminatory and caustic. Same thing with a pro-choice group. Now, a pro-choice group saying, oh, these nut jobs that are supporting life. No, that's not. That's inflammatory. It's discriminatory. It's insulting doctors that are trying to protect the human fetus and maternal fetal medicine. It's ridiculous. You know, but you are allowed as pro-choice to say, look, you know, we there's a bill that we are advocating for in the state legislature, and here's information on it to be aware of what needs support from a pro-choice standpoint. And so, you know, it's not that difficult. I don't understand why these schools are struggling so much. Is it because they're so worried about the narrative? Is it so worried that they're so worried about politics? You know, how you see these universities with anti-Semitic rants and no, that's calling for Jewish genocide, you know, accusing Jews of killing people. No. Yeah. But saying you want the war to end, saying you want Palestinian lives protected, we all do. That Hamas should not be ruling Gaza. Palestinians should be. Not a terrorist group who's using them as human shields and causing the October 7th massacre and killing children and raping people and punishing people for being homosexual within the territory of Gaza. These are things that we really are making more drama out of things that shouldn't necessarily have the drama. And that's why lawsuits are happening. And I think you could have a pro-choice club and a pro-life club just fine on campus. We've done it before. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Neil writes, when I was in college in the late 70s and 80s, in sociology class, we studied human behavior models. We studied adultery as a destructive behavior that had an associated list of risky behaviors that could put you in jeopardy in relation to the destructive behavior. Now it seems society promotes risky behavior and belittles people who try to avoid risky behaviors. People criticized Mike Pence for not eating dinner alone with a woman other than his wife. Do these people want him to commit adultery? All right, so that's, you know, it's a fascinating topic. There's a few topics in this. You know, one is, you know, the concept of Mike Pence and not eating with another woman. I think people love drama. And so when you have somebody that doesn't feed into the drama and the media clickbait and all that, it's almost like you get punished for not being sensationalized and not being, you know, that's why Trump is so, you would think he's probably, you know, really lacking in the oration category, but he knows exactly how to get headlines. He's now calling Newsom Governor New Scum. And you know, I mean, not very presidential. You would never, you know, give Trump high marks for his presidential old school decorum, but boy, does he know how to get the headlines. And he knows how to make things catch. And how to, you know, and so, hope fake news. Who did he call? He called Kim Jong-un Rocket Man? He understands the media. He understands the media all too well. So, yes, I think there is especially with public figures, this sort of de-incentivizing to be as low-key as possible. But in terms of destructive behavior and risky behavior, it's interesting. When we talk about adultery, we don't really use the term adultery that much anymore. Why? Because it's a biblical term. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Or Hebrew term used it in the Old Testament or Aramaic term. And so we used to call it cheating, adultery. They're not really necessarily using that. You're hearing a lot of terms like, well, we have an open marriage or our relationship is complicated. Complicated. Now, complicated. You're sleeping with somebody else. That's just what it is. And I get it's subjective to say if it's cheating, if it's adultery. I get that now those terms are starting to be considered more subjective. But if there is infidelity and you are getting married and promising to be faithful, then that's infidelity. That and for many, that are grounds to get divorced. But in terms of risky behavior, you know, when I look at the Bible and I look at, you know, why there were many rules put in place, a lot of it was for the health. When you look at the kashrut and the kosher rules, we talk about this on the show all the time, where pork, if you don't cook pork correctly, you can then risk, parasites. Undercooked pork can kill you. Undercooked seafood and shellfish could kill you. There were certain diseases that would affect horses, would affect certain animals. And so, again, in the kosher laws, they don't want you to eat them. Mixing milk with meat, that was a respect issue. Thou shalt not boil a kid in its mother's milk. Meaning, you know, you just killed the mom's baby and you're drinking her milk and you're eating it, you know, and so don't, you know, mix the two. And there were respectful issues, but a lot of it were health issues. So when you look at sex before marriage, for example, and how that was frowned upon, obviously, in biblical times for women, of course, one reason for that was, well, it's harder to commit adultery if you're not having premarital sex. You know, because I remember asking my parents, what if you don't know that they're married? What if they lie to you? Well, my parents said, well, don't sleep with them until you marry them. They can't marry you if they're already married to somebody else. Oh, okay. Because I was really young trying to figure out what the Ten Commandments meant. If you didn't have sex before marriage, you wouldn't have an STD. Both parties wouldn't have an STD. You wouldn't have a pregnancy out of marriage and possibly some of the consequences that could happen with that if you don't have somebody that could help, you know, provide for you while you are unable to hunt, gather, etc. And so, yes, a lot of those rules were more for the health of things, but there is that underlying, there's a risk to it. If you cheat with somebody or you're cheating on somebody, that's risky. You're hoping you don't get found. And you're hoping if you do get found, they don't kill you. Some people do not take being cheating well. Never a reason to hurt somebody or domestic violence, but sadly, that has happened. You are risking the other person's reputation, that other person's marriage, that other person's relationship with their kids, your relationship with your kids. So it's very risky. And the average person who cheats we'll say it wasn't worth it. For the 10 minutes of pleasure or 5 minutes or 2.5 minutes of pleasure, not worth it. Now, some people like the chase. Some people want to know that they still have it. Some people want to, they look at the conquer of it, but it's not worth it. It's a risk I would never take. Not worth it. And so does somebody who cheat, do they also engage in other risky behaviors? Are they going to try to peacock? Are they going to try to drive the faster car? Are they going to, try to look cool and not wear the helmet? Are they go? You know, there could be. There's been some psychological sort of profiling of individuals and how they might extend that risky. Are they going to be more prone to drinking? Are they going to be more prone to drinking heavily, shall we say? It is risky, and there's a proper way to do it if you don't want to be with your spouse and you want to be with somebody else. Communicate with your spouse. Allow them to move on with their life and separate from you. You don't always have to cheat. If you really want to be with somebody else, if you felt like you married the wrong person, you know, there are outs. But does society, as Neil writes, want people to do infidelity? You know, there's been a lot of talk about what happened with this Gemini, Google AI, where they were really, really soft on pedophilia and almost scolding us if we talked about pedophiles as evil, which to me, fantasizing about having sex with an unconsenting minor and child is an evil thought, if you've asked me. I mean, they scolded us for even considering evil a part of pedophilia. Well, is it because, somebody had asked me, is it because a pedophile wrote that? You know, so is adultery being looked upon differently in this world because many people cheated? Or many people have cheating hearts? And so they want to make it less of a sin. Is there such an anti-religion sentiment that just, you know, it's almost popular in some circles to go against that? Well, what we're seeing is less marriage. If individuals feel they cannot be faithful to one person, and in the human species, that's not the easiest thing to do. Monogamy is not necessarily inbred into our DNA. What, Solomon had over 100 wives? Now, I have to double check that, but monogamy is something new. And I'm a fan of that because I definitely don't want to be with somebody who's bringing other people home. And I don't want to get exposed to STDs, and I don't want to be left for somebody younger. But infidelity does happen because you have many individuals where that's just not something that is compatible with them. And that's okay. Just leave the marriage then. Take care of your responsibilities. Take care of your kids. Make sure your family is still taken care of. But don't cheat on them. Communicate with them. Talk about what you need. But yeah, I think society, because it sells, sex sells. No, as I said, like with Mike Pence, you almost get de-incentivized to have the boring headlines, and you get incentivized to have the sultry headlines. So yeah, I think society is encouraging it. 1-877 Dr. Dolly.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
USA News Update. An extremely dangerous winter storm arriving in California this weekend and unloading feet of snow. Parts of the Sierra Nevada mountains are expecting up to 10 feet with 3 to 5 inches falling per hour starting on Friday. Both President Joe Biden and his political opponent, former President Donald Trump, visiting the U.S. southern border on Thursday. They rarely agree on anything, but they do both agree the situation along the U.S.-Mexico border does need to change. The Senate passing a short-term funding bill that once again avoids a partial government shutdown. President Biden is urging Congress to work on a long-term funding bill to finance the government. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Dr. Dolly, you show 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, or Jason, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So if you need coffee in the morning, when is the best time to drink it? First thing in the morning or waiting a little bit? Apparently, experts debate this, and some people say you should wait. They say, according to Fox News, brewing a cup or a pot of coffee as soon as you wake up might not give you the biggest energy boost throughout the day. Dr. Deborah Lee, a UK-based doctor, told Fox News Digital that drinking coffee first thing in the morning might not be the best bet. Why? Because your cortisol level. When you wake up, your stress hormone cortisol enhances your alertness and focuses. It regulates your metabolism and your immune system response. and it's at its peak in the morning. Elevated levels of cortisol may impact your immune system. And if they're already at their peak when waking up, drinking coffee as soon as your eyes open may do more harm than good and make you immune to caffeine over a long period of time. They say cortisol follows a rhythmic specific to your own sleeping cycle, peaking between 30 to 45 minutes of waking up and then slowly declining throughout the day. That's why some of us are morning people. And it actually can contribute to you being more sleepy at night and more awake during the morning. Even though a lot of us are like, oh gosh, I'm tired. Let me go back to bed. They say taking this rhythm into consideration, Dr. Lee suggested that the best time to have caffeine would be after 45 minutes into your morning. That's when your cortisol rhythm starts to dip. And honestly, that's when I do. I don't have caffeine as soon as I wake up. Now, the mistake I make is I have some sugar. I should not do that. But I am just, my sugar is low. I've always kind of had hypoglycemia. I don't have diabetes. I have kind of the opposite where my blood sugar is low. So I need to take some juice or I need to get some sugar in my system and then I wake up. But I'm up. I don't need the caffeine until later in the morning, about 3 hours into my morning. That's when I need the caffeine. And interestingly, this doctor says the best time to drink coffee would typically be mid to late morning. That's when your cortisol starts to drop more and you get that energy slump. Now, my worst energy time during the day is 2 to 5 p.m. I feel like I need a nap. That time of day, I'm the least productive. It's, you know, I drag. I've never been very productive 2 to 5 p.m. It just for me is, I don't know. Maybe it's because the school day used to end by then, or I don't know what it is. Just 2 to 5 p.m. is the worst time. But if you have caffeine then you can't sleep. So you can't be having it too late in the morning. So they say if you wake up at 7, you might want to wait till 10 a.m. I wake up at 6, so for me it's about 9, 9:30. Now, Dr. Wendy Troxell, a Utah-based sleep expert and senior behavioral scientist at the RAND Corporation, differed. She said there's no real scientific evidence that having caffeine first thing in the morning versus delayed in a couple hours has differential effects on alertness. So, ooh, we got a little U.S. versus U.K. sort of a little rumble going on right now. Troxell suggested that coffee drinkers should experiment with what works best for them. I agree. Okay, I'm going to be Team America on this one. She says, for some people, waking up and having a glass of water to rehydrate and then having coffee works well. For others, the morning ritual of having a cup of coffee first thing upon wakening is just too good to give up. It's personal preference. And I remember my parents, they could only go potty if they had their morning coffee. They woke up, they would sit around the coffee table. Well, not the coffee table. We only had one table. So it was our dining table, our kitchen table, my desk. It was just our everything table. And then sit there and, you know, I'd smell the coffee and then have something to eat and then read the paper and then go potty. Right? You know? And so I think having your ritual is fine. Caffeine works, they say, by blocking sleep-promoting receptors in your brain called adenosine receptors. If you wait too late in the day, the caffeine could keep you up. It's a stimulant. But for some people, they like their cappuccino at night. I've never understood that. Every now and then, we might go to a bougie place for dinner, especially if someone else is paying. And they're like, would anybody like coffee? And I'm looking at my watch, right, because it was a three-hour experience, and we had reservations at 6, and now it's 9 p.m., going, no, God, no. I'll be up all night. No coffee for me. But everybody else says, yes, I'll have a cappuccino. Yes, I'll take a coffee. How are you? What, you mean decaf? No, I'll take a cappuccino. I don't get that. Now, maybe in Europe, people are up later, but me, I got to wake up at 5, 6 o'clock. So how long does caffeine stay in your system? Well, the average half-life of caffeine is about 6 hours. But it could be in your body. Remember, half-life is the time it takes to degrade by half. It's still in your system. And there's qualitative versus quantitative. just any amount, quality, any amount could keep you up. Quantitative is how much. So for some of us, the more caffeine, you know, the more, but if I just have a little caffeine, I'm done. I'm up. Wouldn't be able to go back to sleep. So let's say you go to bed at 10 p.m. When should you stop consuming caffeine? Some people say no later than 2 p.m. If you're even more affected by caffeine, maybe stop at noon. But I like the idea of drinking water. Drinking water, when you're tired, it could be you're dehydrated. Drink water. It could also be you're malnourished. Check your B12 levels. Check your thyroid levels. Let your medical provider know you're not doing well. You might be tired because you have sleep apnea. But you're cutting off your oxygen in your sleep. Now, some people just want the heat. So they'll drink tea. Now, some teas have caffeine. But if you drink a decaf tea and you drink it hot, you might trick your body from the placebo to thinking, ooh, you're having a hot stimulating drink. Dr. Troxell said that there's substantial evidence that drinking coffee earlier in the day and in moderation, like one or two cups a day, is associated with increased alertness, energy, better concentration, better performance, and reduced risk of certain chronic diseases. But excessive can lead to side effects, anxiety, jitters, rapid heart rate, insomnia, and we definitely want you being able to sleep. We spoke about energy drinks the other day. The problem with energy drinks is you drink them too fast, and they have other chemicals in them. Coffee and the coffee bean has been linked to multiple health benefits, cancer prevention, liver protection, even insulin sensitivity, and decreased diabetes. I mean, there are a lot of health benefits to regular coffee. Energy drinks, not the same. Not the same as coffee. Now, I don't like the taste of coffee. I prefer the taste of a sugar-free Red Bull. But that doesn't necessarily mean that that's the best thing for anybody. And the way they're shaped, the coolness of the temperature of it, sadly, some people end up drinking just way too much and way too quickly. 80 milligrams of caffeine in an energy drink equates to a cup of coffee. But when you drink that sucker in 5 minutes or in one pounding, when a cup of coffee you take a couple hours to sip, you could sadly put yourself into an abnormal heart rhythm, like atrial fibrillation. And we've seen young individuals have atrial fibrillation where their heart does not have a normal rhythm because the big dose of a stimulant. Not to mention, I'm seeing a lot of people drink energy drinks while they're on Adderall, while they're on Sudafed for their allergies. Really take a look at the stimulants you're on and double check with your medical provider that you're not on too many. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
I want a new drug.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Dr. Dolly, you show 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Woohoo, yay! I love talking about colon cancer. Having it in my family, both sides of my family, pretty aggressively. I've gotten my butt into the gastroenterologist multiple times throughout my life. I've had multiple colonoscopies. Piece of cake! You guys got to think about it, though. And you don't all have to keep your pants on. Don't all have to do it this week, but you need to be aware that colon cancer is a killer. Cases are going up. Death rates are going up. And understand that you might not fit within the guidelines, and you might need to get screened sooner than the guidelines say. So always have a conversation with your medical provider, and do not ignore the symptoms, which we're going to review. So colon or colorectal cancer, according to the American Cancer Society, there's going to be 106,590 new cases diagnosed this year. 46,220 new cases of rectal cancer. Over 53,000 people are going to die this year alone of colorectal cancer. That's too many. Black individuals are at higher risk, and the colon cancer they get could be even more aggressive. So when we look at the guidelines, we have to understand that some individuals may need to be tested sooner, and their colon cancer may move faster or more aggressively or act differently. And so there's multiple factors that can be at play when an individual has colon cancer. So risk factors, of course, for colorectal cancer, genetics, if there's a family history. So with me, I got on both sides of the family. So all eyes are on my butt. Tobacco use could put you at risk. Alcohol use could put you at risk. Obesity, a poor diet, physical inactivity, diabetes. It blows my mind. I've heard professors say, nah, there's no cancer risk with diabetes. Yes, there is. Diabetes puts you at increased risk of certain cancers. Your immune system's down. Sometimes the pathogenesis behind the diabetes, if it's viral, maybe there's an oncogenic component to that virus. But if you have diabetes, you are at higher risk for cancer. So I think your screening should be reflective of that. If you have a history of precancerous adenomatous polyps, a history of inflammatory bowel disease, and so there's multiple types of screening. I know some of you like the Cologuard. There's the sigmoidoscopy. When I trained at Kaiser, we would do on Monday sigmoidoscopies all day long. And I could do a sigmoidoscopy followed by a barium enema. I could do that blindfolded. I was so good at sigmoidoscopy. We don't really do that a lot anymore. We do the colonoscopy because we also want to catch the right-sided colon cancers and not just the left-sided, because when you go through the rectum, you have the sigmoid colon, descending colon on the left, then it goes up, you got the transverse colon, and then you got the ascending colon on the right. Even though my finger went down with that, it's technically the ascending colon on the right. And so the colonoscopy allows, one, you're sedated. Sigmoidoscopies used to be awake. Colonoscopies, we sedate you. And if we find any polyps, we could then remove that polyp so that it doesn't turn to cancer. Now, not all polyps turn to cancer, but colon cancer will usually start from a polyp. It's like all apples grow on trees, but not all trees grow apples. So the reason why I am such a fan of the colonoscopy, and I get it, it's not the easiest test to do, is it's one of the only screens out there that cures as it goes. When you get a mammogram, mammograms are great, but they take a picture. Are they actually doing anything to stop the cancer in that test? I mean, they are doing something in theory, but when you go for a colonoscopy, if there's a polyp, that sucker gets pruned right then and there. And so I go for my pruning every few years, and I give you guys a blow-by-blow all the time. So I hope you guys like it. So according to the USPSTF, they updated their guidelines a few years ago, and this is what they are. All right, so the United States Preventive Services Task Force recommends colorectal cancer for all adults age 50 to 75. There are B recommendations starting at age 45, which I believe might even need to be sooner for black individuals. But the expanded screening allows there to be more flexibility. If you are at high risk, if you have blood in the stool, you're going to be getting scoped. You know, if you have weight loss, if you have a change in bowel habits, constipation, which we're going to review again, you can get screened earlier. But right now the screening is at age 50. I am hoping that any individual who is at high risk, obviously black, should allow screening a little sooner than that. Now, 76 years old on up, rather than saying, you don't need it, you're too old, luckily the USPSTF is honoring the fact that 76-year-old is not old. And they say adults age 76 to 85 years old could still be screened. Now, this was huge. Even though they say the net benefit is small, the reason why the USPSTF screening recommendations are so important, and it gets a lot more importance than you would think, is because insurance companies use that to decide to pay. So if you are 77, you're like, look, I'm doing good. I'm doing strong. I plan on living well into my 90s. And you want to get the colonoscopy. If there was not that recommendation saying, well, we don't do it over age 75, now your insurance might not cover it. So we needed the USPSTF to still allow that caveat, allow that sort of flexibility, because we're living longer now. I mean, look at the Queen of England, well into her 90s. I mean, we live longer now. So we should be able to hopefully get colonoscopies. I want Trump and Biden getting their colonoscopies, you know, if they want them. So those are the recommendations, all right? So, again, what are the signs and symptoms? So sometimes we don't know that you have colon cancer until it's too late. And I've talked to patients about colon cancer, and they say, but I have no blood in my stool, so I'm good. Once you have blood in the stool, that could be advanced. Do not wait until you have blood in the stool to be screened for colon cancer if you're in that age group. Colon cancer, once it's bleeding, could already be invasive. You want to catch the colon cancer when it's a little baby polyp, not doing anything. That's when you want to catch it. Signs of colon cancer that has progressed is abdominal pain, bloating, changes in your stools. Your stools might not be nice and thick, but they might look really narrowed, almost like something, like, you know, your Play-Doh set that caused you to push the Play-Doh through convoluted certain shapes. If your stool looks convoluted or looks like something's manipulating its shape, you got to make sure there's not a tumor up there. If you have hemorrhoids that can't be explained, if you're constipated, bloating, weight loss, abdominal pain, those could be signs. And then, of course, blood in the stool. It could be bright, could be darker. And so we could treat it. There's surgery, there's chemo, there's targeted drug therapy, there's immunotherapy, there's radiation. But there's a lot we could do. So the colonoscopy, we've talked about how to prep for it. I have some do's and don'ts, so for those of you considering getting that. But what's nice about the colonoscopy is you're sedated, you don't feel it, nobody's smoking a cigarette when you wake up. You know, everybody is really mature and respectful of you when you get it done. But you do have to go through the prep. The worst part about the colonoscopy is the prep. Because if you're full of poo-poo, they can't see anything. So they got to clean you out. Now, to me, the prep is therapeutic. Because, wow, a lot of us are constipated. A lot of us are getting the scope because we're constipated. So that really does clean you out. It bubbles. In fact, I always take a wine glass and I show you guys how clear it is. Yeah. And I put it next to the toilet so you can see it's even clearer than the toilet water. So, it's colon cancer awareness month. Talk to your medical provider about your risk factors. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers.
others.
Simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.